This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
Mayor Mamdani is getting down to business. He'll make an announcement at Grand Army Plaza in Brooklyn at 2:15 this afternoon. He'll take some questions there. He's expected to talk about transit after focusing on housing on day one of his administration. Mamdani also signed an executive order revoking some of former Mayor Adams' executive orders. Mamdani also said he will preserve the mayor's office to combat anti-Semitism. Keep it here on 1010 Winds. We will, of course, be covering this day two of the Mamdani administration. To Staten Island now, where three firefighters are nursing injuries after battling a blaze in Willowbrook. The two-alarmer ripped through the three-story home on Norwalk Avenue near Manor Road just before 6 o'clock this morning. The cold, windy weather did not help. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Negotiations are underway again today to keep New York City nurses making their rounds.
Dinesh Forbes, a longtime nurse at one of the hospitals that could be impacted, Mount Sinai West. Now I asked her if she's optimistic as the talks continue.
Absolutely. We're here for a contract. We're here for a fair contract. We are negotiating in good faith.
Among the issues nurses want resolved, their own health care and safety in the workplace. They want metal detectors and more security staff.
And I'm sure when you walk into your building, you expect a certain amount of security. And that's what we're asking for as well. You know, it's an open building. Anyone can come in.
They want to stress to the public that if they do walk out, they'll give 10 days notice. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in the Upper West Side.
Northwell has said it values and invests deeply in their nurses and that their hospitals bargain in good faith. To Long Island now, where a Suffolk County sergeant and two officers will meet with the 8-year-old they rescued from an icy pond on Christmas Day. You might remember the story of Tavon, an 8-year-old from East Patchogue who crossed the pond on a dare from some other kids. He plunged through the ice and could not get himself out. A neighbor, luckily, at Heatherwood Lakeside Village apartment saw him, called 911, and the hero cops managed to get him out. Body cam footage worn by Highway Sergeant Michael Santillo and 5th Precinct Officers James Rizzo and Andrew Torelli will be released during a new news conference at police headquarters in Yap Bank. Even though the boy was in the icy waters for 20 minutes, he's okay. He's back riding his bike again, but saying he's learned his lesson about that pond. The search is on for the hit-and-run driver who killed a man in Queens and critically injured his friend. This happened at 102nd Street in Corona when the two men were hit by a white SUV as they walked home from a New Year's Eve party. The driver sped off. 25-year-old Darwin Cargua was killed. Luis Romero was critically injured. Today is his 25th birthday, and police, again, are hunting that SUV driver. A $10,000 reward is being offered to help catch the suspect accused of killing an Uber driver.
Isa Isaac, a married father of four, was finishing up a 12-hour shift for Uber. Then he was going to be heading to mosque for prayer, but he never made it. He was involved in what's believed to be just a minor fender bender that led to suspects getting out of the other car and shooting him in the head. Fernando Mateo of the Taxi Federation offering the $10,000 reward now.
This is not a common shooting. This was a murder. Isa was shot at point blank range through the side of his driver passenger window. We are outraged.
As the investigation goes on, key evidence, surveillance video showing the two men fleeing the scene here on Morris Avenue. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, the Tremont section of the Bronx.
And the drivers are holding a news conference at this hour. We here at 1010 Winds in our newsroom, of course, monitoring. Dry January might be here, but it wasn't a dry 2025 when it came to cannabis. New York's legal cannabis market surpassed $2.5 billion in sales. The number of licensed weed shops at statewide dispensaries also more than doubled. to 556 from 261, including more than 200 dispensaries right here in New York City. The Office of Cannabis Management says sales of legal weed have generated more than $360 million in tax revenue. Starting this year, New York will phase out horseshoe crab harvesting for bait and medical use. Executive Director of the Long Island Commercial Fishing Association, Bonnie Brady, is not happy. She tells 1010 Winds.
First and foremost, it puts commercial fishermen out of work, not based on science, but based on fear and feelings.
Supporters, though, say the law is important for the ecosystem, and they say that it does give the fishing industry time to adapt to alternatives. The catch will be cut by 25% this year, 50% next year, 75% in 2028, with a full ban in 2029.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.